said Morris cheerfully. "Went straight up your trouser legs, did they? Typical rat trick. Just nod, because we don't want to set him off. No telling where it might end." The highwayman nodded very slowly. Then his eyes narrowed.
"You're a cat,"
he mumbled. Then his eyes crossed and he gasped. "Did I say talk?" said Morris. "I don't think I said talk, did I? Did the coachman run away, or did you kill him?" The man's face went blank. "Ah, a quick learner. I like that in a highwayman," said Morris. "You can answer that question."
"Ran away," said the highwayman hoarsely.
Morris stuck his head back inside the coach. "Why do you think?" he said. "Coach, four horses, probably some valuables in the mailbags. Could be, $1,000 or more. The kid could drive it. Worth a try?"
"That's stealing, Morris," said Peaches.
She was sitting on the seat beside the kid. She was a rat.
"Not stealing as such," said Morris. "More finding. The driver's run away, so it's like salvage. Hey, that's right, we could turn it in for the reward. That's much better. Legal, too, shall we?"
"People would ask too many questions," said Peaches.
"If we just leave it, someone yelp will steal it," wailed Morris. "Some thief will take it away. Much better if we take it, eh? We're not thieves."
"We will leave it, Morris," said Peaches.
"In that case, let's steal the highwayman's horse," said Morris,
as if the night wouldn't be properly finished unless they stole something.
"Stealing from a thief isn't stealing, because it cancels out."
"We can't stay here all night," said the kid to Peaches. "He's got a point."
"That's right,"
said the highwayman urgently.
"You can't stay here all night."
"That's right," said a chorus of voices from his trousers. "We can't stay here all night."
Morris sighed and stuck his head out of the window again.
"Okay," he said. "This is what we're going to do. You're going to stand very still, looking straight in front of you, and you won't try any tricks, because if you do, I've only got to say the word."
"Don't say the word,"
said the highwayman, even more urgently.
"Right," said Morris. "And we'll take your horse as punishment, and you can have the coach, because that'll be stealing, and only thieves are allowed to steal. Fair enough?"
"Anything you say,"
said the highwayman. And then he thought about this and added hurriedly,
"But please don't say anything."
He kept staring straight ahead. He saw the boy and the cat get out of the coach. He heard various sounds behind him as they took his horse, and he thought about his sword. All right, he was going to get a whole mail coach out of this deal, but there was such a thing as professional pride.
"All right," said the voice of the cat after a while. "We're all going to leave now, and you've got to promise not to move until we're gone. Promise?"
"You have my word as a thief,"
said the highwayman, slowly lowering a hand to his sword.
"Right, we certainly trust you," said the voice of the cat.
The man felt his trousers lighten as the rats poured out and scampered away, and he heard the jingle of harness. He waited a moment, then spun around, drew his sword and ran forward. Slightly forward, in any case. He wouldn't have hit the ground so hard if someone hadn't tied his bootlaces together. They said he was amazing. The amazing Morris, they said. He'd never meant to be amazing. It had just happened. He'd realised something was odd that day, just after lunch, when he'd looked into a reflection in a puddle and thought, "That's me." He'd never been aware of himself before. Of course, it was hard to remember how he'd thought before he became amazing. It seemed to him that his mind had been just a kind of soup. And then there had been the rats that lived under the rubbish heap in one corner of his territory. He'd realised there was something educated about the rats when he jumped on one and it had said, "Can we talk about this?" And part of his amazing new brain had told him you couldn't eat someone who could talk. At least, not until you'd heard what they'd got to say. The rat had been Peaches. She wasn't like other rats, nor were dangerous beans. Donut Enter, Dark Tan, Ham and Pork, Big Savings, Toxie, and all the rest of them. But then, Morris wasn't like other cats anymore. Other cats were, suddenly, stupid. Morris started to hang around with the rats instead. They were someone to talk to. He got on fine so long as he remembered not to eat anyone they knew. The rats spent a lot of time worrying about why they were suddenly so clever.